speak a little bit about Shvi Shel Pesach. We know that every Yontif has its own special Nakuda. In deeper Chassidus, we would say its own Sphira, its own Avoida, certainly. So I'll try to explain how Shvi Shel Pesach falls into Pesach, but in its own special way. So before we get there, let's begin with a very interesting Shaila in regards to Kriyas Yamsuf. Of course, we know Shvi Shel Pesach celebrates that nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. It's clear that Dasan and Aviram, that they made it on the other side of the river, other side of the ocean. The question is how? Because from Targum Yonasan, it seems from the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach that although Klal Yisrael had left Mitzrayim, Dasan and Aviram were still schmoozing with Paro. Sagar Aleim HaMidbar, Vamar Paro Livnei Yisrael, that's referring to Dasan and Aviram. So what happens? So Dasan and Aviram together with Paro, they're chasing after the Yidden, and then Paro makes it across, but doesn't make it across, but Dasan and Aviram do, and then they regroup with Klal Yisrael, and everything's okay, seemingly, until they start complaining about the Mon. So there's a fascinating Ber Mayim Chaim. He goes on the Pasuk of Bnei Yisrael, Holch Bayabash Vasei Chayam, which is mentioned at the end of the Shira. That was took place earlier. That's why they're singing Shia, because they already had crossed. So Rav Mem Chaim has a beautiful chiddush, and he says that Ubnei Yisrael is a lashon rabim, and it's referring to Dasan Aviram. That even after the Yam had split for Bnei Yisrael, the Yam split a second time for Dasan Aviram. Bnei Yisrael hocho bayabash v'sei chayam. So of course, the obvious question is, how did it split for Dasan and Aviram? So let's begin with the inyan of Shvi Shel Pesach to help explain that. So Sefer Menachem Tzion, which is the Torah of Rabbi Nachman Mendel Rimmon of Yisrael Siyogin Alino, he writes, Shamati migadol echa mitamidi ma'arizal, Shama b'shem Rabbi. I heard in the name of one of the G'dayli Hador, from the Talmidim of my Rebbe, who said in the name of his Rebbe, which is the name of the Malach, Sha'is ha'mesugelas lazeh, that the time of year which is most mesugel to the inyan of emunas tzedikim, he b'lel Shvi Shel Pesach, is this night, this day of Shvi Shel Pesach, v'yischazik atzma l'kasher daitu machshavtu b'tzedikim ha'kdoishim, that a person should be machazik himself, to attach himself to the tzedikim ha'kdoishim of the generation, the living and those who are not living even, lezeis hi to'eles g'doilu skula amitis. It's what he calls a Ta'elis and a Segula Amitis. Because on this day, it says in the Kriyas HaTorah, Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdai. There's Vayaminu Bashem, and there's Uva Moshe Avdai. Shemunasam Bashem Nishlama Ayadeh His Kashrus Uva Moshe. That we see from here, that Emunas Hashem becomes complete with Emunas Tzadik. And he's referring to the Medrash in the Mechilta, Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdai. In B'Moshe Ha'aminu Kavachamer Bashem. If they believed in Moshe, then of course they believed in Hashem. So why does it have to say that they believed in Hashem? Ela lamedcha to teach you shekol hamamin b'roi Yisrael, anybody who believes in the leaders of the generation, ki lamamin b'mishamar v'hayal oilam, that in itself is emuna in the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the shnei anyonim, there's v'yaminu v'Hashem, and there's emuna over Moshe Avdai. And the completion of emuna Hashem Yisbarach is the emuna that Hashem Yisbarach has tzaddikim. And he kivyachol empowers those tzaddikim. Who are completely bottled to him. Now, of course, it's always a challenge to know who the Tzaddiki Hador are. But a person doesn't necessarily need to know. If he has emunah in the Tzaddiki Hador, b'chol makom shehem, whoever they are, that in itself is a completion of emunah. And we can't say that there's emunah shlema. We speak about an imam of emunah shlema, unless a person understands that part and parcel of that emunah in a Kaddish Baruch Hu is emunah his Tzaddiki. Every person needs to strive to be a Tzaddik, but who's going to be tzaddik enough to say, I'm the tzaddik of the generation. Every tzaddik has tzaddikim that he sees as being greater than him. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh took this inyan of emunah tzaddikim and he made the Derech HaChassidus is really one of the most fundamental important principles of the Derech HaChassidus is this inyan of tzaddikim. Chassidim to the tzaddikim and the tzaddikim to the chassidim. And a very, very important groundbreaking ma'amarim and Torahs throughout all Sifrei HaChassidus, Befrat the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in Parshas B'Shalach, in Parshas Shalach, forgive me. Ha'olam izan, he writes, ki ha'medabik atzmo v'tamid ha'chachamim kilu dabik bo yisparach. Dveikas to tamid ha'chachamim, it's dveikas in Hashem, v'oz ein shum oynash yachal alav. Person is, like, protected from any oynash through his amun and tzedikin. And he has beautiful lashonis about this, that the tachlis is to be dabik b'Hashem, and through dveikas and tzedikin, a person can be dabik b'Hashem. Agav, the tzaddik who the Rimanor was referring to, Pashtus was the Mar B'Shemesh, who was the Talmud Mubuk of the Noam Elimelech, because he writes in his Vardach and Shvi Shal Pesach exactly this inyan. Mipnei ze amu tzaddik d'areinu. It was said, and he quotes tzaddik d'areinu, probably referring to Noam Elimelech, shetoyv oz lishkal al dasei tzaddikim, that the time to knock on the door, so to speak, of the tzaddik hador is Shvi Shal Pesach. Mipnei sheyecholim lahamshich az kedusha kol hashana. A person can be zayicha to kedusha kol hashana through his tafku b'tzaddikim b'befrat b'shvi shal pesach. So let's try to explain another inyan within this inyan to help us understand what it is about shvi shal pesach, which is so unique, and also how it goes back to dasam avirim. So tzaddikim explain and they write, and we don't have time to go through all the ma'amar comments. But there is a Maamar Kamen sheet to look through, but we're just kind of mentioning them briefly. From the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says in Sefer Meir in Yisrael, Shegodol koyach amuna kokach, that the koyach of amuna is so great, Shafidu kishamun ma'amin b'damesh yevshav b'teva, even if a person believes in something which is truly impossible to happen al p'teva, Hamuna hachazaka oyesadav le'avshav, the amuna itself makes it become possible. But who pelu my face? V'hama'amin b'tzadik ador, kakosev, v'yaminu b'Hashem v'v'mayshavda, through Emunah Tzadik Yisrael. Az yesh l'kel ha'tzadik l'asas le'nisim v'tavis gadol l'chot tzrachav b'banei chayei mezayne. Even things which are considered to be higher than tzchos, from the place of mazal Yisrael, b'banei chayei mezayne. A person can be mavshich all these things through Emunah Tzadik. Like we said before, the zman for that is Shvi Shal Pesach, and from there it's mispashid l'chal Hashanah. Now there's a klal. Rabbi Nachman writes in the Kutei Etzos, we have it here. Kol hadiburim shebedam al tzadik emes. Anything which is said about a tzadik emes, al anashim, on his people, heim toivus gedolus ma'oid b'gashu v'ruchniyat. It brings tremendous bracha to the tzadik. You know, the tzadik doesn't necessarily make mochama with those who speak lashon hara about him, who cause him tzaras v'chule. But everything which is done to the tzadik only helps him. So even if he try to hurt the tzadik, it only helps the tzadik. And Sefer Tes, Menachem quotes Sefer Ilana D'chaya, who writes, in the name of Menachem Elof Mimonov, the Lekach Nismach HaMachlok is Karech Vadas HaMatnas Kahuna. Why is it that Parshas Karech begins with the Machlokas of Karech and it ends with the Matnas Kahuna? So he writes, to teach you, Shalei Dai Shachokim Ala Tzadik Yichon Lasa L'Ra. To teach us that not only if you try to make Machlokas on the Tzadik, you don't harm him, but Ala Adra, but my Sifim Lo Yagdi Zay Yerset HaMata Az Vinashalai. Because he made a Machlokas of Aaron HaKohen, he was Zechet HaMor. Now, if this is true, let's go back to Dasam Avir. They made a machlokas against Moshe. They're constantly harping on Moshe. But Moshe was the anami kol adam. And that's what we see by Kodesh Baruch Hu when he's interacting with Moshe, the Sneh. The greatness, the anav of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, although Dasan and Aviram were making machlokas against Moshe, Moshe didn't see that as harm to Moshe. Because Moshe was a tzaddik and he understood that any time they tried to harm him, it only helps him. Like the story with the Rav Shmelka from Nicholsburg. Was Yartzeh was Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The Rav Shmelka, so that he had a mistaged, and he had a lot of them, who made his life very difficult. And at one point, there was this sharp mistaged that he decided he was going to bring into the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel called a cup of yain before an Erev Yom Kippurim. But on one cup, another cup, hoping that he would get drunk, and he would come into Yom Kippur like ice match. And it would be big bizonis, and everybody would see that the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel was on a tzaddik. But the Rebbe kept drinking, and he kept drinking, and he kept drinking. And there's different ischos about how the story goes. But what ends up happening is that either it was during Shol on Yom Kippur, or he heard the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel behind closed doors saying the pasuk by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, Kilo Yariya Oivi Olai. Basically asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, Atata Machtabi, you support me, Kilo Yariya Oivi Olai. Which he touched to mean that don't do any harm to any of my enemies. Don't harm any of my enemies. Don't harm any of my enemies. Like repeating it over and over and over again. And this person knew that he was referring to him, and that the Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel had no tainas on him, and he didn't have any, nothing on him. Afterwards, he was so brokenhearted, he came to Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, forgive me. I shouldn't should fall upon me for what I've done to you, tried to do to you. The Rebbe said, Rabbi Shmuel says, what do you mean tried to do to me? He says, you only done good for me. You never did anything harm for me. Other Rabbi. He says, I'm worse than you, and I only owe you good for all the good that you've done to me. It's, of course, it's very high madriga, but if that's true about the Rebbe of Shmelkov, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shar Shkolat Tzadikim, there's a certain mindset that a tzaddik has, that even those who try to harm him, they only see it as being tayvus, because lemaisa only tayvus come out of it. So this we could say as follows. If that's the case, that what happened with Dosam Aviram is that the Yamsuf split, Bokia Yamsuf Zemaisha, and the Yidden crossed, and Paro drowned. How did Dosam Aviram get across? You know why? Because Moshe split the sea for them again. Because anybody who was connected to Moshe, the Moshe had their back. And although Dosam Aviram did everything to distance themselves from Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I only see Tyrus from Dosam Aviram. And so immediately he split the sea for them too. Because they were still chassidim of Moshe, even though they tried not to be. Moshe didn't let go of them. Because the emunah that Moshe had in them, that kesha that Moshe had, so he's able to split for them to see again. That's why it's all one inyan. It's all part of the original Kriyas Yamsa. It wasn't that they found a way to get across, that they were able to make a Mephis. These are Yerushalayim. But Moshe still had them. So maybe the Torah doesn't tell you how it split a second time, that's very because it split the second time just like it split the first time. They're included in Uvnei Yisrael Holcha B'Shvetzachi and Moshe split the Yamsuf. Because Moshe and those who are connected to Moshe, even if they try not to, Moshe still has them. And this is really what Shi'a Shal Pesach has to offer. Part and parcel of Pesach. The Pesach is the Inyan of Emuna. Yom Rishon Shal Pesach, that's Matzah, Michla de Hemnusa de Zayin says. Machla is the Michla of Emuna. Those who eat the Matzah, the Zayin Emuna. But what Emuna? The emunah of Leil Rishon Shal Pesach is Vayaminu Bashem. It's the most basic, it's the most mechayev emunah in Hashem Yisbarach. That's what we get from the Michal B'Hemenusa on Leil Rishon Shal Pesach. But the matzah and the yontav of Shvi Shal Pesach, that's Uva Moshe Abdei. That's emunah tzedikah. But it's not a different yontav. It's one yontav. Because what completes emunah Bashem is the emunah tzedikah. Of course, a person can't separate the two, because if a person would say, I believe in Tzaddik, I don't believe in Hashem Yisbarach, then he would be making the Tzaddik into an Avodah Zarah. The Tzaddik is only something because he has the most Emunah in the Kodesh Baruch. So it's part and parcel. So therefore, Yamin Bashem of Moshe Avdo is the completion of Rishon Shal Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach. But Rishon Shal Pesach, Leil Rishon, Achilas Matzah is Mamash Achiv, it's a Mitzvah Daraisa. Because that emunah is mitzvah d'oraisa. So now, of course, it's super important in the big skula to'elus amis, like the Menachem Elulim said, to have emunah tzedikah. But could you say that it's a chayva? It's one of the gimel yikrim? No, that you can't say. It's gevaldik. It raises a person to tremendous heights. But you can't say that it's a chayva. And that's why matz and traditional pesach, the Gemara says, is only a rishos. But it's gevaldik. But it's only a rishos. So merely we have it, that dosam and aviyam, and the whole inyan of shishal pesach, is the inyan of vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdei. And the hashlam of a person's emunah is emunah tzaddikim. It doesn't matter for that. It's Rishal Pesach, Mishal Bezechet, to have emunah tzaddikim, whether we know who they are or not. Obviously, to have a person who's a tzaddik, the person can mekash himself too, and to have Ava, and to learn the Torah, how to have his stop, because the mekash is a different shmuz. But the inyan, and the ta'elis of that, the shayish of that, is Rishal Pesach, HaKol HaShem.